Good morning. The Committee on Finance and Tax will now come to order. Please call the roll.
Madam Chair.
Present.
Senator Abruzzo.
Here.
Senator Altman. Senator Diaz de la Portilla.
Here.
Senator Flores. Senator Margolis.
Here.
Senator Simpson.
Here.
Senator Soto. Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. All right, would everyone please silence all electronic devices? And anyone who wishes to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to our administrative assistants. And should you elect to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. And with that, I do want to welcome everyone back to the Committee on Finance and Tax. I'm so happy to serve with all of you. And I do want to say, you know, I hope you indulge me this morning. I know that the three bills on are my bills, but no other bills are ready. So hopefully by the time we come to our next committee meeting, we will have additional bills that will be ready to be heard. And with that, I'm going to ask our esteemed Vice Chair, Senator Abruzzo, to please take the meeting, and I'm handing the gavel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, you are recognized to explain CS for SB 76 on tax-exempt income.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Senators, you've heard this bill before. Basically, what this bill does is it raises the exemption level. As you know, Florida imposes an income tax of 5.5% on the net income of C-corporations and financial institutions. Currently, the exemption is $50,000. This would raise the exemption from $50,000 to $75,000. In the fiscal year 2016-2017, the fiscal impact to general revenue will be $5.9 million reduction and a recurring reduction of $14.7 million thereafter. As you know, our corporations pay this, and the reasoning for this is obviously to reduce the amount that they have to pay in taxes and let them use the money for things that would be very helpful to the corporations and to Florida's families. And that is the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have several appearance cards. Richard from the Florida Alliance for Retired Americans. Sir, if you would check. Thank you.
Is it on?
Oh, here we go. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am Richard Palangan, and I am the Government Affairs Director for the Florida Alliance for Retired Americans. We are concerned not only with the well-being of retirees, but with the well-being of the generations after us. We are opposed to Senate Bill CS-SB 76, as it would reduce needed revenue needed to fund necessary and important government programs. We urge you to reverse the downward course Florida has been on for many years by raising additional revenue to provide adequate funding for Florida government's core services. We are quite concerned that Florida's deteriorating situation undermines the well-being of current residents and poses a serious threat to future generations. Florida has substantial problems in many areas that need to be addressed. For example, Florida is first in the country in identity theft. Florida is first in the country in health care fraud, mortgage fraud, and consumer fraud. Florida has the second most regressive tax system in the country. Florida is among the three worst states for future retirement security. Florida has the fourth widest gap in income disparity. Florida is 43rd in freshmen graduating from high school. Florida is 44th in funding for public welfare programs. Florida is 46th in STEM jobs. Florida's 49th in per capita funding for higher education. Florida's 50th in per capita funding for all the public education. In addition, recent news reports indicate that the Department of Corrections needs substantial funds to properly maintain and manage prisons. The Attorney General needs additional attorneys to investigate and prosecute crime. The FDLE needs additional funds for their crime labs to replace aging vehicles and for pay raises to reduce high employee turnover. Florida's court system is underfunded, as are environmental protection programs, mental health programs, and programs that serve the elderly, such as the Community Care for the Elderly program, which has more than 30,000 persons on its waiting list. Because Florida's tax system does not provide adequate and sufficient funding for Florida's government's core functions, the Board of Directors of the Florida Alliance for Retired Americans has unanimously approved a three-part tax reform recommendation. First, we recommend that the legislature reinstate the services tax that was in law for a brief period of time under Governor Martinez. Second, we recommend that the intangibles tax that was repealed under Governor Bush be reenacted. And third, we recommend that the legislature close the most regressive sales tax exemptions. Florida needs to do what is right for the people of Florida and for future generations by raising the revenue needed to adequately fund necessary services to provide for the well-being of Florida's residents. CSSB 76 is wrong for the people of Florida. And incidentally, that's all I have to say, except that I make the same comments for the next bill, Senate Bill 116, and I'm sure you don't want to hear me say this a second time, so if you'll accept those comments for the subsequent bill, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Any questions? Seeing none, thank you for your time. Brewster Beavis. AIF weighs in support. Tim Nussinger from NFIB.
NFIB waves in support.
Thank you. Skylar Zander.
AFP waves in support.
Thank you. Waves in support. Carolyn Johnson from Florida Chamber.
Florida Chamber waves in support.
And Samantha Padgett from the Florida Retail Association. Waves in support. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no bill, we are in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Madam Chair, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close.
Wave close. Please call the roll on CSSB 76.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla?
Yes.
Senator Flores? Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Soto?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And with that, Madam Chair, so show CS for SB reported favorably and pass unanimously. Madam Chair, you are recognized for SB 116.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senators, for the opportunity to review this bill with you and present it. SB 116, you have seen this bill also before. Basically, this reduces the state tax rate imposed on the rent or license fee charged for the use of commercial buildings. The fiscal impact for 2016-17 is $119.6 million, and the recurring is $287 million. This affects every single business that leases commercial space and is a tax on them every month if they pay monthly, which most do, every month that they pay for their rental space. Let me just say something in general about our – I know you're all aware of this, but I do want to say it again. You know, in the Senate, what we do generally is file individual bills, have them vetted, have them go through the process, and then we wind up at the end in consultation with the House with a tax bill. So while we do not know what the final tax bill will look like at this point in time in terms of what's included or how much money, though we've heard some statements from leadership, my position is to get the bills into appropriations so that they are in play and they can be considered in any tax bill as we start to waive what we finally will want in a final product. This is a good bill. It helps so many businesses across the state, and it reduces their expenses. There's been some confusion. People think that let me take that back. What this is the business pays the tax. It is not a refund. It's been characterized as a refund to businesses. It's not a refund. Just like when you go to the store and you buy something and you have to pay a sales tax, the retail establishment will collect that tax and then remit it to the state. This is the same thing. It's not a refund to the business. It's something that they pay that is then remitted to the state. And with that, I ask for your support.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, a number of appearance cards. David Daniels. Waves in support. Devin Suggs, Florida Association of Counties.
Counties wave in support.
Daniel Scroggins from the Florida Retailers. Realtors. Thank you. Samantha Padgett.
Mr. Chair. My name is Samantha Padgett. I'm the General Counsel for the Florida Retail Federation. I want to disagree with Chair Huckel. This isn't a good bill. This is a great bill. This increases our competitiveness with other states as we attract businesses to Florida, and this is a moving forward great tax policy for the state of Florida. As she said, it is not a refund. It is tax that is remitted to the state, and reducing this tax slowly will significantly impact countless businesses in the state of Florida. So, Chair Huchel, thank you so much for bringing this forward, and we ask for your support of this great bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Tim from NFIB. Thank you. Skylar Zander. Thank you. Stephen from CCIM.
Good morning. How are you?
Well,
I want to thank Chairwoman Huchel and Vice Chair Abruzzo for working together, Dee and O. I love that. I hope we keep doing that up here. My name's Stephen Marrera. I live in Longwood. I'm originally from New Jersey. I've been a Florida resident for 40 years. I've been a realtor in Florida for 40 years. I'm president of the Orlando Board. I've got 16-year-old twins, so we need schools. It's like a lot of things that I just heard. But I totally support this bill. I'm a commercial realtor, and I'll tell you a little about CCIM. We have 12,000 members across the country. We're in seven countries, and we sell commercial real estate. Last year, we're affiliated in National Association of Realtors, so of course I support, and I'm also speaking for Florida Realtors here. And those members last year did $200 billion in business. And my business, I was originally a developer and a retailer. I owned a pizza shop. So I'll tell you a little bit about small business. Great thing. One out of three Floridians work in small businesses, 98%, right? So you're a pizza shop owner. You're selling a slice of pizza, and you're paying a sales tax on your rent in a shopping center. You're actually taxing the tax collector when you're paying that rent because the pizza shop is paying it. It doesn't make much sense to me from small business. You get a small business loan. I was an SBA lender for many, many years. Right up here, I was a member of the Florida Petroleum Marketers when I was an SBA lender. Once again, you're taxing the tax collector. Let's say you get an SBA loan. When you get an SBA loan, you form a passive investment company to do that. That company owns the real estate, okay? And the business owns the business. And as you put those two together for tax purposes and depreciation and everything else, and the SBA likes that passive investment because that's how they actually finance and do the mortgage. The business owner that could own the property has that company. The business owner is once again being taxed to pay themselves rent. You're taxing people that are collecting your taxes again. One more thing. So I sell in about 13 states, and I've upgraded my business as a CCIM. So I sell triple net properties, and heavy investors invest in triple net properties. I'm not quite sure how many corporate centers. My last deal was $31 million in Milwaukee last week. I spent a lot of time in Texas. You know how many corporate headquarters are in Dallas, Texas? Well over 80. A lot of those companies don't own those corporate headquarters. Wall Street investors own those corporate headquarters. I'm not sure how many are in Florida, but I assure you we have a lot less corporate headquarters because we can't find corporate leases. Why? Because, once again, you're taxing the investors. So I applaud the parties working together. I applaud this bill. I really hope that the Senate approves it, and I thank the chair for bringing it. Any questions?
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions? Seeing none, appreciate your time and comments.
Have a great day, folks. Thanks for what you do up here.
Brewster Beavis, Associated Industry of Florida. Waves in support. Carolyn Johnson, Florida Chamber of Commerce. And Richard, if Florida Alliance for
Wave in opposition.
Seeing no further speakers, are there any debate on the bill, members? Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Madam Chair, you recognize the close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just going to make one change in my presentation. Samantha, it's a great bill.
Seeing that, please call the roll on SB 116.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portillo?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Soto?
Yes.
Senator Huchel?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. With that, show SB 116 reported favorably. Madam Chair, you are on to your last bill, SB 198, Sales Tax Holiday.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senators, for the opportunity to present this bill. This is our most favorite sales tax holiday, at least I think with us, but also our constituents. This is a 10-day sales tax holiday that will run from August 5th, 2016 to August 14th, 2016. It's like last year's bill. It covers several items, clothing items that cost $100 or less, school supplies that cost $15 or less, the first $750 of personal computer and related accessories. The reduction in general revenue will be $56.1 million, and that does include local governments of $12.6 million. I know what happens in my district when this sales tax holiday comes about. Most of the retailers actually match it. They run lots of sales, and people are very excited as they prepare to send their children back to school. I think this is a great holiday. I do want to point out there is a small allocation of $233,000, and that's to administer the provisions of this act, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, appearance card, Samantha, Florida Retail Federation.
Mr. Chair. I want to, again, thank the chair for this great bill. As she said, this really creates excitement for Florida citizens as they prepare to send their children back to school. Just as with the other sales tax holiday we proposed, such as Energy Star and Disaster Preparedness Sales Tax Holiday, these help our families. This is direct tax relief to the citizens of the state of Florida, and it allows retailers to promote these items that are needed by Florida's families, and it creates economic activity, not just in those stores, but also in the surrounding businesses. So we appreciate your support for this great bill. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, we are on debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Madam Chair, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I waive close, Mr. Chair.
Waive close. Please call the roll on SB 198.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Soto?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. With that, show SB 198 reported favorably. Madam Chair, I may not give your committee back. I may just adjourn if it's okay with you.
You adjourn.
I adjourn.
Mr. Chair,
I move we adjourn.
I have a quick motion.
Oh, okay.
May be shown as voting favorably on Senate Bill 76.
Senator Flores, show her marked favorably for the bill. Are there any other items? Seeing none, Senator Soto moves we rise.